I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
We are talking movies. Niall O'Brien is on the line. How are you getting on, Niall?
I'm doing very well. It's a big week in cinema this week because there are two amazing films coming out, one of them from one of the biggest names in cinema and the other by some fella called Steven Spielberg.
I love it. I love it. Before we get into it, though, and we're going to be talking Oscars as well, we do have a very important competition that we do every week.
That's right. Our regular segment, Who's That Talking Now? Identify the voice of the mystery actor or filmmaker. Little clue.
Okay.
And we will give you a pair of tickets to the Omniplex Cinema for the film of your choice.
Yes, and they have many locations around the Northeast. Omniplex Deluxe Venue in Drogheda, Omniplex Dundalk and Omniplex Balbriggan. And there is no better time than right now to see great movies on the big screen at Omniplex. All the details, omniplex.ie. I don't even think that we need anything after that fantastic clue that you've given us there.
Absolutely.
In terms of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so who is this talking now? If you think you know the answer, 086 1800 658.
I was always wanting to be a director since I was a little kid. I was in L.A. visiting my second cousins, and my second cousin had one contact in the movie business.
Oh, love it. That's very easy. Come on now.
It is. So easy this week.
So easy.
Giving it away.
Yeah, we're giving it away. We are giving it away. Okay, getting into Oscars, and my goodness me, Tuesday here was just a hive of activity. I was shouting and roaring at the screen. I was just thrilled to see all of the amazing Irish talent getting their nominations. What did you make of it? What's your initial thoughts?
It's a great day for the parish. That is. You know, we got Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Barry Keoghan, Kerry Condon for Banshees of Inisherin, and all up for Oscar acting nods. Paul Mescal as well for Aftersun, which is a great movie too. There's a VFX artist, Richard Bainham, who worked on Avatar, who's up for an Oscar as well. And Ross White, who made a lovely short film that I saw during the Boyne Valley International Film Festival called An Irish Goodbye. He's up for Best Live Action Short. And of course, the big one, though, the one I think I'm most excited about is Colin Baird and Cleona Ní Chaoimh. You'll have to forgive my pronunciation there, for On Colleen Kuhn, which we're just going to have to make peace with the fact it's just going to be called The Quiet Girl.
I know.
The entire Oscars.
Yeah, they're not going to go there, are they? They're not going to try and do it. But yeah, I was just thrilled, and there was great excitement at the Stella Cinema on Tuesday, and Colm and Cleona so deserving of this, and it's just been so wonderful to watch the development of that movie. You know, and it just goes to show you those guys really kept campaigning for it, you know, because that's what the Oscars are all about as well, and they kept
I think it's a movie that deserves to be up there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you kind of go, you know, there's movies that get campaigned for and get in there and you kind of go, well, that's just because the publicity machine was behind it. And I know you have to push a little bit harder when it's a small movie like this, but it is a beautiful film. And that's the one I really have my fingers crossed.
Oh, yeah. Really want that for them. I really do. So it's fantastic. So is it the 12th of March? So we will be talking about this in the run up to it.
It's the 13th of March.
Or 13th.
Yeah. So I will be giving my, you know, my predictions then. But I think Colin is in with a good shot.
Okay.
I think Steven Spielberg maybe for Best Director. These are my very early ones. And I really hope on Colleen Kuhn. It's up against another film called All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, that's the one that I think is going to probably maybe beat it to the post. But look, we'll see what happens.
It's a very different movie. It's on Netflix. You can watch it. It's very bleak. And Colleen Kuhn is a beautiful, emotional film. So
yeah.
Depends on what way the voters are going to go for.
Fantastic. Okay, getting to the present day, and this week out in cinemas, we have Plane. Tell me about this.
Fasten your safety belts and put your tray tables in the upright position, Sinead, because okay. Jared Butler is a commercial airline pilot named Brody Torrance. And he is, because he tried to choke out an unruly passenger on a previous flight, he's got basically the worst kind of job in the airline. He's condemned to fly these routes out of Asia. But, you know, he is, we also find out, because just being an airline pilot is not exciting enough for Jared Butler.
No.
He's also ex-RAF. He's a widower and he's desperate to get back to Hawaii to visit his daughter for Hogmanay because he's flying an empty Singapore, an almost empty Singapore to Tokyo flight on New Year's Eve. On which also, by the way, let me just mention, the FBI are transporting a prisoner, Louis Gaspar, played by Mike Coulter.
Love it.
And it hits a lightning storm. And to save the plane, name of the film, Brody has to crash land on a remote Filipino island, which is overrun by gangs of warring militias. Why is it overrun by gangs of warring militias? That doesn't matter. Don't ask those questions.
Just go with it, people.
Yeah. Most of the passengers are taken by these dangerous rebels, and the only person that Brody Torrance, played by Jared Butler, can count on for help is the only person on the plane with the skills to help fight the rebels and save the passengers, the accused murderer, Louis Gaspar.
Of course.
Maybe along the way, they might just learn that there's more to Gaspar than meets the eye. So we have a clip here. It's kind of from later on in the film where they're trying to, they have crash landed the plane, and then they're trying to get back off the island.
Okay, here it is.
There is no full rescue team coming anytime soon. Not for the next 24 hours. What? All right? We can't wait. They're going to come at us with everything they've got. And we're not going to survive. Now, Deli and I managed to get the power back up on the plane. We only have one chance. And that is me flying us out of here in this thing.
No, listen!
If I didn't believe it could be done, I would not put you guys back on that plane. I have a daughter, and I have every intention of hugging her again and making it home. And I'm telling you that the way home is on this plane. I've got you this far. I just need you to trust me this one more bit, okay? All right, pre-flight checks.
Copy that.
Okay, everybody follow Mr. Deli.
Come on!
I mean, the man knows how to give a rousing speech. Do you know what I mean?
I trust him. I'm getting on that plane. I'm getting absolutely on. Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is one of Jared Butler's best films. It's certainly in this genre. It's an old school action movie. You know, people talk about films being, you know, delayed because of COVID. I think this film was delayed since 1990 because it is just like a great 1990s actioner. He is great. He also gets to show a kind of humane side to the character. He's not all bluff and, you know, he's got this daughter. He's a bad father. He's trying to kind of make amends with her. Mike Coulter, who plays this criminal accused murderer who, you know, turns out maybe to have more than meets the eye. He's really good. There's nothing new really in this film for anybody who's seen Passenger 57, Con Air, any of those Diehards or Under Sieges or anything with Liam Neeson in the last 15 years. But it's well made. It's really exciting. I enjoyed it so much. I want to see them make two more films, Plane, and then I want to see them make Train, and then I want to see them make Automobile. I want to see a trilogy.
Love it. Okay, Plane getting the big thumbs up. Now, the one that I'm really looking forward to, and I probably will go and see it this weekend, it is, of course, Steven Spielberg back with all of the movie magic. I mean, he's just getting all of the pixie dust, isn't he, really, and throwing it at the screen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this is the fictionalised account of his complicated childhood. And if you know anything about him and growing up and what happened with his parents, you'll kind of know that although this is fictionalised, the broad strokes of the film are very close to what happened to him in his life. It begins in 1952, where else, with a trip to the movies, where 8-year-old Sammy Fabelman, who is our Steven Spielberg kind of analogue in this, he gets his first taste of cinema, courtesy of a film called The Greatest Show on Earth, Cecil B. DeMille's Technicolor epic about the circus, which, spoilers for the film for people who haven't seen it, it's from 1952, so no excuse. It features a huge train crash at the climax, and this is a psychologically scarring experience for Sammy. And it's the thing that really Spielberg would go on and inflict on future generations with the likes of Jaws. But here we see that it starts to inform his sensibilities. He's compelled to recreate it with his new electric train set. And that prompts his mother, Mitzi, played by Michelle Williams, to say, you're going to use your dad's 8mm home camera movie to film this, and you can watch it over and over again, and you can work through this fear that you have. So we have a little clip here of her suggesting this.
Sammy,
We're going to use Daddy's camera to film it. Only crash the train once, okay? Then after we get the film developed, you can watch it crash over and over till it's not so scary anymore. And your real train won't ever get broken. One more thing, Dolly. Let's not tell your father. It'll be our secret movie, just yours and mine. Okay?
Okay.
Well, I've seen some of the clips with her and the child in it, and she's amazing, Michelle Williams.
She is great, yeah, and the character is great. There's so much in this film. Not only is it a reflection on the power of cinema, and we were talking, there's a lot of films released in the last while about that, but as you'd expect with Spielberg, it is one of the best ones. And there's also a lot of nostalgic escapism too, and little Easter eggs to his future films. So you go, oh, I see, that's a bit from that film that he does later on. But I think the strongest part of the movie is the depiction of the parents and their failing marriage. And so you heard Mitzi there. She is the artsy, bigger than life, bohemian mother played by Michelle Williams. Paul Dano plays his computer engineer father. And they have fantastic performances, and they fill in the details of these characters as they attempt to hide the faltering marriage from their son. But the camera, he catches it on camera, and not only does Spielberg capture it on camera in this movie, but young Sammy captures it on camera as well. And like sometimes with autobiographies, excuse me, you know, made by the people involved, they kind of go easy on themselves, but yeah. Spielberg doesn't in this, and doesn't, like he said himself, this, he could only make this film after both of his parents had passed away. But it is a wonderful movie. I'm going to say Spielberg for Best Director this year. Another Oscar for him, possibly.
Oh, fantastic. And will I need my tissues?
I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in it. Yeah, yeah.
So did you get misty-eyed yourself, Niall?
Look, I always get misty-eyed, you know, in the cinema. Fantastic. Always get dusty in there.
It's always dusty in that cinema, yeah. TV movies for the weekend, then starting tonight, T.G. Cahir at 9 p.m.
Yes, from 1969, The Undefeated. It's about a Civil War veteran played by John Wayne, who's unaware that the Civil War has ended. He attacks a company led by another guy called, James Langdon, played by Rock Hudson. And it's directed by Andrew V. McLaughlin, who was really influenced by John Ford. It's not it's not one of the best Westerns, but it's really entertaining and really good. And he made it the same year that he made True Grit, but it's less of him as the rundown cowboy, which I really like to see. It's more of him as I'm my old kind of powerful kind of guy, but it's certainly worth watching.
Fantastic. So that's tonight. Is it tomorrow or is this tonight?
Oh, it's tomorrow. Sorry,
tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow again on T.G. Cahir.
That's right. One of my favourite gangster movies, Miller's Crossing from 1990s, the Coen brothers. Leo, an Irish mob boss, is played by Albert Finney. You've got Gabriel Byrne in there as Tom Regan. It's great. It's great. I think it's, as well as a great gangster movie, it's a great homage to gangster movies, if that makes sense.
Fantastic. And one that I still haven't seen, I know, from 2018, Crazy Rich Asians.
That's right, yes. This, I think, is Sunday on BBC One at 10:30. And it was a huge successful book, then made into a great film. It's a modern rom-com about a New York lady. If she's a professor who dates a man, doesn't know much about him, Nick, and then goes to meet his parents in Singapore, and then finds out that he belongs to one of the richest families in the entire country.
Oh, and of course, the interaction with the in-laws is bound to be fantastic in that as well. It is kind of a comedy, romantic comedy, drama.
Oh, it is. Yeah, there's a lot to it. It's a really good film. It's definitely worth watching.
Fantastic. And who was our mystery voice, even though they're all getting it this week?
It was Jared Butler. No, it was Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg. Absolutely. We'll get a winner for those tickets for the Omniplex very, very shortly. Niall, as always, thank you so much. We'll chat to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
LMFM's Real Reviews, sponsored by Omniplex Cinemas. Enjoy a ticket to every movie with My OmniPass. For more information, log on to omniplex.ie/join and enjoy the greatest blockbusters all the time at Omniplex Deluxe Drogheda, Dundalk and Balbriggan.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.